What do most Americans think about when they think of Sweden? Music? The Muppets? Maybe.
But I'd put my money on something else. The iconic Swedish model.
Whenever they profile the Swedes, they always seem to be so happy and beautiful.
But there's another Swedish model that's almost as admired. The Swedish economic model.
Compared to most other nations, Sweden is a success story. But why is Sweden successful?
Many credit Sweden's generous welfare state and progressive policies with creating a standard of living that is among the best in the world.
Can the rest of the world learn from Sweden?
If you're willing to, yes.
Many think we should be more like them.
If an American would tell me that, the U.S. should be more like Sweden, I would say I don't think it's possible.
Dr. Charlotta Stern is a sociologist at Stockholm University.
The U.S. is a very diverse society, whereas Sweden is, or at least has been up to modern times, very homogenous. People have looked the same, had the same religion, they speak the same language.
And good luck trying to learn the language.
This is my first Tunbre.
It's spoken only by the 9 million people of Sweden.
Tunbrödsrulle.
A tiny group compared to the U.S. population of 300 million. And Swedes typically don't move far from the towns where they grew up. It's a cozy little country that might be thought of as a close-knit club.
Well, Club Sweden, I think, can be described as sort of a very similar to what goes on in small towns, where you don't necessarily recognize every single person you meet on the street, but where it takes a very short time to establish common grounds.
It makes for a friendlier government, something Stern has experienced firsthand.
I lived up on a big hill, and I walked down to the subway every day, and I could never find a mailbox.
So she sent an email asking public officials to install a mailbox in a more convenient location. And guess what? They did. A postal worker even invited her to the grand opening.
And she asked me if I could actually come and cut the ribbon.
Don't bet on getting that kind of service from the U.S. Postal Service. American bureaucracies just don't inspire much trust.
It's the high trust that Swedes have in each other that makes it possible to build an extensive welfare state.
America could pass laws that mimic Sweden's welfare state policies, but it's tough to replicate a culture that allows those policies to work about as smoothly as possible. But America could emulate some of the Swedish policies that don't require extensive bureaucracies. Every morning, Stern helps her daughter Rebecca get ready for school.
I think as a mother, the most important aspect actually for me is that my daughter is happy.
I like my school very much.
Most aspects of Swedish schooling would be familiar to Americans.
We practice reading, we practice spelling.
Who's this Josef guy I hear about?
There are even the inevitable schoolyard romances.
My boyfriend.
But there's a big difference. Rebecca uses a voucher to attend a private school.
You now have a choice to sort of seek out a school that you feel is the right one for your kid.
U.S. teachers' unions regard vouchers as free market radicalism, but families in progressive Sweden enjoy universal school choice. It's one of the many things that would surprise outsiders, says economist Dr. Andreas Berg.
Some people feel that Sweden grew rich because of social democracy or labor unions, but that's not the reason Sweden grew rich. Sweden grew rich like any country that is rich, through well-functioning capitalist institutions, work, trade, innovation.
That, says Berg, is what transformed the poverty-stricken Sweden of the late 19th century into one of the world's richest nations by the time a certain foursome started singing. But then Sweden changed course and adopted the progressive policies that made it famous. However, after years of economic sluggishness, Sweden altered its direction again in the 1990s, adopting many free market reforms, from school choice to deregulation.
There have been deregulations of basically everything from taxi, air services, railroads, electricity, telecommunications. The most important thing is that you lowered the top marginal tax rates that used to be around 80%. It's still a high tax level, but it's no longer very progressive. Yeah. And that's a big change.
Although much of the 70s-era welfare state remains, Berg credits the free market reforms with turning the economy around.
Sweden is moving in the market economic direction, but that does not mean that the United States should be moving in the socialist direction.
I chunked aside some of my free market principles.
Sweden's debt has been shrinking in recent decades, but not so for ours. It keeps growing and growing.
Health insurance reform became the law of the land.
And we emulate Sweden's welfare state programs, even though they'll likely flounder in a giant population where bureaucracies don't engender trust.
You can't just build up this whole Club Sweden experience in a culture that is so different from the Swedish culture.
So what will happen if Sweden and America continue on in different directions?
Well, maybe someday when America is looking for a way to rejuvenate its economy, pundits will say we should emulate a different kind of Swedish model. For Reason TV, I'm Ted Ballacher.